As George W. Bush prepares to take office, the Pew Center for the People and the Press is out with a new poll on how Americans feel about where the country is headed. Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
With inauguration a week away, are Americans confident in President-elect Bush?
Well, it's a very mixed picture. Only 50% say he's done a good job of explaining himself and his policies, and that's a lot less than said this in the polls we did 8 years ago about Clinton and 12 years ago about Bush Sr. Some of it is Democrats being very angry at him, much less supportive than Republicans were of Clinton 8 years ago. But some of it may be he's had less time to explain it himself, and some of it may be he's not quite as good at it as Bill Clinton was. He's a tough act to follow.
50% sounds right. I mean, half the people you talked to were Democrats.
Well, it does line up along partisan lines, but he gets better grades for his cabinet choices. The public doesn't think they're too conservative. They look at him as a Republican, and they're not too worried that so many of these people served with his father. And there he gets better evaluations than his personal salesmanship. If there's any signal that comes out of this poll, Bush has to do a better job of selling himself than he's done so far.
Democrats are still bitter. Has the president-elect made some headway on his pledge to be a uniter, not a divider?
Doesn't seem it from here, but, he still has some time to do things. Now, this poll was conducted before Chavez exited and before we began to refight the Civil War, and I don't think any of those things would make these numbers any better, but he still has at least 4 years to work on it.
He's going in at a time of economic uncertainty. How pronounced are people's anxieties there?
Pretty pronounced. We had 27% saying they expect to be worse off financially. That's the largest percentage we've had since 1992. Last year we had 10%, and that's about what we've had during the 4 years of the Clinton second term. This is not a good thing. Now, the consumer confidence index has been tumbling for a while. People are getting cues not only from unemployment these days and inflation, but, they see the stock market sinking, and people are anxious, and boy, that could be the biggest storm cloud for George W. Bush.
How do Bush's numbers compare with those of other presidents just going in?
Well, in terms of cabinet, they're pretty comparable to what his father received in terms of public acceptance, but not quite as good as Clinton received 8 years ago. There was a lot of enthusiasm for Clinton 8 years ago because people wanted him to solve more problems. And, Bush is coming in a very difficult situation. This was a weird election. A lot of people are disappointed about it, don't think he's legitimate. But still in all, there's enough indication that if he does a good job, people will be receptive. The real problem for him is if he doesn't do a good job, if this economy goes into the tank and he gets blamed, even unfairly, people will then raise the legitimacy question. How did we get him? Who voted for him? Blah, 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 blah. That's potential big problems for him.
And speaking of Clinton, his numbers are big now.
He never looked better. His approval ratings are going up, even though the economy is going down. And not only his approval ratings, but his favorability ratings, and they're a mixture of performance and personal evaluations, have jumped, and he's looking pretty good. People are forgiving him a little bit. They're doing what they normally do with presidents, that is, think fondly of them as they're leaving. He's doing okay with the American public.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.